This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Deen is a comprehensive word, comprehensive statement. It starts from aqa'id to mu'asharat to mu'amalat to ibadat, to the external appearance, to the internal, external sunnah, internal sunnah, inward sunnah, outward sunnah. And especially with marriage, khuluq and akhlaq is probably more important than anything. And this is why there's a hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَلِيدٌ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the parents, the walis, the awliya, the wali of the guardians, and said, look, if you get a proposal from someone whose deen and whose character, خُلُقَهُ, you are happy with, then marry them off. Don't wait for anything else. Don't wait for this money and that money, etc. Marry them off. Character is probably the most important thing in marriage. Because you see, in marriage, nothing will save a person from, you know, abusing you or from acting in a, you know, inappropriate way except the fear of Allah. It's a private relationship. You can't call the police, my husband's not smiling at me. You can't do that. You, subhanAllah, people do that. But you can't, you know, these relationships, you know, these are things you can't, how can you, you know, you, my wife doesn't do this, or she's always, you know, just reserved, or she's always, you know, talking to me, talking with me in a disrespectful manner. These kind of things, the only thing that will make them a good wife or a good husband is the fear of Allah. Seriously, that's the only thing. That's why it's very important. You know, deen, when we say deen, some of our brothers, I think deen, yeah, these shuyukh and ulama, they keep on talking about deen, yeah, you know, but I want a like fashionable woman, you know, I want someone who's, you know, got a good accent and someone who's this and not a, you know, someone from back home and someone, you know, someone knows about fashion and designer wear and knows, you know, about all these things. What was I saying? Yeah, so deen is very important. Just wrapping up this first point, what's this first point about? Write these things down, you should write. Imam al-Shafi'i, I think, or someone said, قَيِّدُ الْعِلْمَ بِالْكِتَابَةِ. You know, we should make notes. Even if we know, we should still make notes. It's very important. You know, in lectures and programs, we come, especially programs where there's long talks, we should make a habit, a sign of a good Muslim, someone who's, you know, who has a pen and a notepad all the time and make some sisters make, you can't see the sisters, but generally sisters make notes more than the brothers. Brothers think we'll remember everything, but then, you know, everything goes away. We should make a habit. So first thing we need to realize, I'm going to wrap this point up. Marriage is an act of ibadah, right? Ibadah means taqwa. Before marriage, at the time of marriage, after marriage. After marriage, have the fear of Allah in the way you deal with your spouses, your husband, your wife, everything in accordance with Islam, you'll have a prosperous marriage. And don't consider this to be a normal, routine, mundane act of the world. Marriage is not a worldly activity, it's an Islamic activity, and you know, it's an act of ibadah, and that's why there are so many rewards in marrying, many hadiths, and many Quranic verses about marriage, all the prophets besides two married, and etc., etc. Anyway, point number two about marriage, again, connected. Because marriage is an act of ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made marriage very easy. Simple. In Islam, probably the simplest thing is marriage. Simple. It's so simple. You have the brother, you have the sister. If there's a brother here, right? We can do it right now if you want. Yeah? Just sister can ask the permission of her wali guardian, just phone your dad up, yeah, say, look here, I want to get married to someone, a brother, you've got, alhamdulillah, a lot of witnesses here. It'll take 2 minutes. It'll take 2 minutes, and then we've got a restaurant here, we can go somewhere, we can go eat a walima, inshallah, maybe later on. Just make sure it's halal. So, it's very simple. Marriage is probably the most simplest. Our culture has made it difficult. This is a big problem. I actually gave a whole talk just on this. And this was again in Canada as well, a couple of years ago. Just on this topic. Cultural difficulties in marriage. We have made marriages very difficult. Every culture community has its own self-imposed restrictions. Uyud, shara'it, which have nothing whatsoever to do with Islam. People have made all these conditions. You have to earn this much money, you have to have this, you have to have that. Until, you know, I won't get married, you can't get married until your great-granddad and your uncle doesn't come back from Pakistan, and she's gone there, and this one's in Bangladesh, and this one's in India, and this, until that granddad doesn't come from here. It isn't, you know, look at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seriously. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu was a sahabi, right? You know Abdurrahman ibn Awf, he was a sahabi companion. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him after a week, he said, "Oh Abdurrahman, I didn't see you for a few days." And he said, "What's this yellow stain?" He had some yellow stain on his clothes. "So what's this yellow stain?" He said, "Oh, yellow stain, oh, you know, last week I got married, I applied some yellow perfume. So this is that perfume." The Messenger asked, "Oh, you got married last week?" He said, "Barakallah, awlim walau bishatin. Allah give you barakah, bless you. Make walima, even if it's by slaughtering a goat." Imagine, that's how simple marriages were for the Sahaba. And look at the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it was someone like me, say, you didn't tell me. You know, I'm the Imam of the mosque. You know, imagine, they would say this, "You didn't even call and invite me. So what? You know, it's like you had food yesterday. Do you come and tell me every time you eat or you go to the toilet?" You don't. Every time you read the Quran or every time you do something, do you come and tell the Imam of the mosque? That's how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were. Marriages were simple. "I got married, fine, it's done." A few people were there. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once married walima. He told everybody, "Okay, there's walima, everybody bring whatever from home, you know, we'll just sit and eat and walima." Done. Simple. We have made marriages difficult. Restrictions, quyood. Being from the same caste or being from this condition, that condition. And I tell you one thing, you know, because of that, the more we have made marriages difficult, what have we done? We have closed the doors of halal. The more we close the doors of halal, the more the doors of haram open up. Simple. We see all the unlawful activities taking place outside. Young people living, I know you guys are young, we need parents here. You know, and we do have some parents, but you know, seriously, I mean, I said, when my kids grow up, it's just, you know what, you want to marry someone, as long as good practicing sister or brother, whatever, alhamdulillah, go for it. No problems, no restrictions. You want to get married today, tomorrow, no problem. Seriously, you know, one of my sisters actually married. One of my sisters got married. I found out about the marriage after she got married. Seriously. My brother-in-law, cousin brother, came from India on the Wednesday or the Thursday. Thursday, I was studying in Darul Berry. I was young, like a good 10, 15 years ago. And they were discussing on Friday morning about 10, 11 in the morning. My father was saying, "He's here, he just came back, you know. Should we do the nikah or not?" Or, you know, they were just deliberating. And then Jumu'ah time, just 10, 15 minutes before Jumu'ah, my father decided that we should just do the nikah, no problem. They did the nikah. My father did the nikah himself. He's an imam of the masjid. And it was like good 10, 15 years, 15 odd years ago. And then afterwards, you know, I think my other sister or my brother or someone phoned me and said, "Oh, we just, you know, it was just done before. I was, you know, the marriage was done just after Jumu'ah." So, oh, mashallah, it's good. I'll see if I can come home. And then on the Friday evening, I went home. Just, you know, for the weekend. And the nikah was done. It should be as simple. The more we make it difficult, the more the doors of haram we open up. Make it easy. Parents should not impose restrictions. Islam says kafa'a suitability. Kafa'a means having things in common. Doesn't mean you have to be from the same caste and from the same background, you know, back home, from the same village, from the same, you know, street, from the same alleyway, from the same, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. Maybe okay if it's good, right? It may be good if you do that, maybe, you know, but the thing is, Islam says, one point here again is like, you know, when two people marry, it's the two people marrying, not the two families marrying. That's another point as well. In our cultures, again, the great-granddad from here and the great-grandma from there, everybody marries. You have to make everybody happy. It's just, I mean, ridiculous, some of these things. Just make it easy. You know, don't put conditions on your young children. Easy. You find a good Muslim man or woman, khuluq, either. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. إِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا I'm not saying this. This is a hadith of Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi. إِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا If you do not marry your daughters off to people who have good character, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيدٌ You'll have widespread destruction and fitna and trials and tribulations and haram in the earth. This is the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, remove all these restrictions.